You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. We shall be reading the book of Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet, talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will shew thee things which must be hereafter. I want you to note that in that verse 1, he said, Behold, a door was opened in heaven. We have doors here on earth. We know what doors are. But this door that John saw was opened in heaven. Brethren, there are doors in heaven. What I'm going to say within this few minutes, I pray that God will give you understanding. The earth is not the place where action takes place. The earth is a manifestation of what is happening in heaven. That's why when you read further, you will see that as they were hauling down incense from heaven, things were happening now on earth. The earth is a place of manifestation of heaven. We live in such a spiritual dynamic. The earth is a physical place. The heaven is not a physical place. What connects the earth to the heaven is faith. Faith is the only instrument that can relate in the physical and also at the same time relate in the spiritual. Now, but you must understand that everything that is happening on earth is happening first in heaven. The earth is a physical place. There is now the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. Those two kingdoms are trying to dominate the earth with their influence. Doors that are not yet open in heaven, you can't open it yet on earth. If, for example, you want visa, you want to travel from Ghana to the United States, and they are denying you visa, the door to that visa, the day it is opened in heaven, even if you fill your form poorly, you will get that visa. That is why prayer must be focused on heaven. So Jesus said, when you pray, listen, he said, Our Father who art in heaven. When you are praying, you must leave the earthly realm. I'm not saying that you must say, I'm not talking of all these people that say they are ascending. That's not what I'm saying. I'm simply saying your focus must be where God is. Prayer is attended to in heaven. Prayer is determined in heaven. It's not on earth. Because we are here, oftentimes when you pray, your heart is so attached to this earth. So, for example, you need $5,000. The truth is, humanly speaking, within your environment, how will you get $1,000, $5,000? Maybe nobody has ever given you $500 all your life. Now you need $5,000. You see, when you are praying, there is a way you pray that you also feel at the same time you are asking something that is not possible. The reason is your prayer is focused on earth. It's not focused in heaven. Everything John saw was because of a door that was opened in heaven. There are doors to a lot of things. That's why, see, when you pray, just focus on heaven. When God grants the prayer, you will just see, if you look at your life, there are certain things you will discover that you really didn't struggle. I know somebody who spent his entire life doing everything to travel to the U.S. from Nigeria. All his family members relocated except him. He never got it. For years, eventually he had stroke and died. But every other person, it came true for them. When you check your life, you will notice certain things that even though you had prayed, when it was time, those things happened effortlessly. In fact, maybe at that time you were not even praying again. And then you will see that it happened. Brethren, there are doors to our lives in heaven. There are many doors you must access in heaven. Because what is behind those doors God had commissioned you to bring those things on earth. We are only manifesting heaven on earth. I pray you will have understanding. Because this will really change your prayer life and it will change your attitude to life. There is nothing that is just happening on this face of this earth. Some people may want you to believe that, that everything is just random. There's nothing that is random. There are people who are becoming celebrities and stars today because they were chosen by the kingdom of darkness. I can point people to you and show you like this. See, if TikTok comes to a country, they select somebody to become successful on their platform. That person will become millionaire overnight so that they can make the rest of you to be pursuing to be like that person. You will think that that person's success was just by hard work. And so if you work hard, you will be like that person. There is nothing you post. There is nothing you do. You will never achieve what that person has achieved. They chose that person. The devil needs people to sing hip-hop. He needs people to sing all kinds of music. He's going to choose them. And he's going to make them successful. You see, they will train their voice. They will learn instrument and all of that. Are they the only one learning instrument? Are they the only one singing? I'm telling you, even look. So when you look at the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of darkness is copying the kingdom of God. Oh, David fought, David killed Goliath, but he was chosen. Why was he chosen? Why was David chosen? It was the mercy of God. God chose him. So even though he himself, he lived for God, he prayed to God, he sang to God and so on. First of all, there was an act of mercy. There was an act in heaven that chose him. That's why. Keep your focus on heaven. Don't keep your focus here on earth. Keep it in heaven. When you are praying, be conscious of these things. Everything you are looking for, if it is in accordance with the will of God for your life, there is a door to it in heaven. And as that door opens, you will just see that thing manifest. You will be surprised. It will be, see, when you see the things of God, it will come effortless. Not because you didn't put effort, but it will come to you effortless. It will come beyond your imagination. You will just be like, wow. It was because it was his time and a door was open in heaven. What you see on earth is manifestations. There are doors that are attached to your life in heaven that God wants you to open. That's why he said, knock, knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. May God give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.